Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. It is unwritten, the traffic patterns of Northumberland and so much more. Okay, I can't figure this out. We could perhaps talk about this every morning at 6:15.
Yes, we could.
Maybe for the rest of our lives or until Thanksgiving, I guess, is the target for all this to be cleaned up.
Let us hope.
Yeah, today I rolled right through town with no incident at all.
Okay. Now,
can I please have like a medium between sitting on Duke Street for an extended period of time at 5 o'clock in the morning when there's no other traffic and just rolling through with all green lights? I mean, what the heck is going on?
Now, I'm typically about, I'd say, coming through Northumberland, probably 15 minutes behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, I chose to go through Sunbury.
Right.
Because I was like, I don't even want to deal with Northumberland.
How'd that work out, though, for you?
There was a train.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You mentioned the train. Now, had there been no train,
it would have been fine.
You would have just gone up Front Street over the Veterans Memorial Bridge and coming up that way.
That is correct, which is what I ended up doing after sitting for 15 minutes for the train. So this morning I was like, you know what? Back to Nori I go.
Okay, how'd it work out?
People don't know where to go or where
they
to
turn. They still don't know what they're doing.
You can tell. Like, if people are turning left onto Second instead of following the detour signs up to Third. I almost was T-boned as I attempted to make the left-hand turn to Third to go down to the traffic light as appropriate because someone missed the stop sign coming forward. Had I not hesitated, we would have been in an accident.
And people are, as we heard in a news story yesterday when Mark Lawrence interviewed the PennDOT woman, people are now skipping Third Street because they know there's a light at Third and Duke, and they're all squeezing down Second Street. I did see that this morning, and I kind of looked at the dude, and I was like,
Right? Or this morning, I noticed that there were some cars peeking out the alleyways.
Oh, I thought they blocked the alleyways.
Oh, no, like Church Street, the Church Street alley, or else what's the other one? It starts with a P, the tiny, skinny ones. In between second
ones that
and third.
Might still be brick from 150 years ago of Northumberland or something.
It's just very interesting. Cars seem to be everywhere going willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly?
Yes.
Is that an official traffic phrase?
I think it is. Let's go willy-nilly through Northumberland and see what happens.
It continues, and I think it will continue, till Thanksgiving. Who knows? So if you're up early this morning, I have to wonder, is it better to go willy-nilly in the dark?
Ooh.
Or is it better to go willy-nilly when the sun comes up?
I think when the sun comes up.
Then that's when the police will see you.
Yeah, but the police, I feel, are just as confused as we are.
Yeah. How would you like to be a Northumberland policeman now?
No, thank you.
Because remember the old days when you used to be able to ask a cop anything? You know, so now you're driving into Northumberland. And you see a police officer and you go, hey, how do I get the, you know, how do I get the Shamokin Dam from here? And the cop goes, oh.
I think this should be pretty much every morning at 6:15. We need to have this Nori Impossible thing.
Nori Impossible. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Some entertainment news. I saw that Netflix is releasing episodes of TV shows weekly rather than all at once. Yeah, Netflix said they're really excited about completely defeating the purpose of Netflix.
According to a new study from NYU, most of the disinformation for the 2020 election could come from Americans on Instagram. There's a lot of fake stuff on Instagram. For instance, you know how when you see photos of people and they look happy? They're not.
Having Dirty Thoughts with Dexy's Midnight Runners. There's a song that is totally stupid. I stand
by. Hey, don't you be a hater over there.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Matt. You're such a clean cut guy. Did you ever listen to the words of that song? Did you ever really pay attention?
No.
Are you just doo-la-roo-la-ing all around the room?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Whatever.
Yes.
Rye.
Yes, that's basically what I do.
The song's naughty.
I don't have to do what the song says. I can just enjoy it.
Okay.
There you go.
Speaking of something we're all going to enjoy tonight, are you ready?
Football is back.
Football is back.
Yeah.
It is back tonight.
It's back tonight.
Wow.
Green Bay Packers and the Bears.
The Bears.
Like a bear. I'll be
Yeah.
That's where I'll be. In the man cave.
Now, I'm kind of torn because there's still baseball. All right.
There's only one answer to this question.
Excuse me. No, stop. Stop. Excuse me. Excuse me for 2 seconds.
There's only one answer to this question.
Gentlemen, I'm going to have to leave.
What?
I have to go cancel all of my plans because football's back.
Yes, that's exactly what you should.
Like, I can't work the rest of the day.
Okay. You take care. We'll
Neither
see you
can
later.
I, but I'm still finding a way to do a couple things.
She's not leaving, Matt. She's just trying to scare us.
I don't think I can do anything productive for the rest of the day. I'm so excited about NFL football.
Me
well,
too.
Evidently, other people are in this building, too. Our very own Michelle Mertz already took personal time off tomorrow.
Listen, that's her team. No judgment.
Yeah, I don't blame her for that.
No
that's
judgment.
She's the biggest Bears fan
she
I
is.
Know.
Yes. No judgment. If she needs okay. tomorrow off because her team plays this evening, mm-hmm. fine. If the Eagles were kicking off the season and they were playing this evening as well.
Which they did this time last year.
There you are.
If SportsCenter, if the Eagles play at night, SportsCenter takes the next month off. I don't know what he's doing, but he just, some fans are really, really into it. I don't know.
That's cool.
The last two nights, I have stayed up until 11 o'clock at night watching the Red Sox lose 2 nights ago and win last night against Minnesota.
Hey, good for you.
And here I am at work. I love sports.
For the record, I was here after the Eagles opened up the season last year, too.
Yeah, if you wanted the day off, though, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's fine.
But anyway, back to the fact that football is here. A new survey says on the AFC side, Patriots, Chiefs. On the NFC side, hang on, Matt, hold your hats, Cowboys and Saints. Those are the four finalists for the Super Bowl in a preseason poll.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Because that Ezekiel idiot is back in the
Cowboys?
Yeah,
exactly.
Now all of a sudden they're going to be in the NFC playoffs?
See, the Cowboys, I think, are a playoff team, but they are not a Super Bowl contender, yes. The Eagles are a much better team.
Oh, are you saying that because it's your team, or do you really
I'm
believe
I'm saying
that?
This objectively.
You really believe it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I believe in the Honey Badgers.
Don't even start. Now you have to...
Don't make me sad inside already.
Here's the thing. I have admitted professional sports are not my thing,
yes,
but I love me some college football and I love me some college basketball.
All right.
Sign me up any day. I like it when you're playing for pride.
Well, yeah, with baseball, the World Series is coming up.
That's right.
Where are you at?
It's one of the greatest times of the year.
Again,
where are
I
you
feel
at?
Like baseball should end with the summer, like as in on Labor Day. Like it goes way too long.
Wouldn't it be funny if they did that 1 year, Matt? Oh, it's Labor Day. See you, everybody.
They play too many games.
Technically, the international leagues, the minor leagues do that because the Rail Riders had an epic comeback against the Syracuse Mets to win the division. Now they're in the Governor's Cup playoffs.
Great. And it's like this week, maybe next week, and then it's done. It's over by September 15th. We got to move on.
Okay.
We got to move on to fall sports. Sorry, baseball fans.
So tonight, Red Sox, Twins again, or Monday Night Football.
There's only
what
one
should
answer.
I watch?
That's only
what
one answer.
Or,
there's only one answer.
Yes.
I could watch some Friends reruns, which is what I'm going to do.
And that is the furthest answer from what you should be doing.
You're out of this conversation, Laura. It's football, isn't it, Matt?
Yes, it is.
Okay, no, football's on Fridays underneath the lights.
News is next. Good morning. We're just talking to Mark Lawrence. I guess Penn State is playing all home games this year. They're not going anywhere.
I know.
It seems like, it's
3 weeks in a row.
What a way to start the year.
So now this week is Buffalo, but then who's next week?
Pitt.
Oh, that's a rivalry right there. Two Pennsylvania teams.
Oh, news guy, Matt. Well, that'd be an easy one, too. You never really know when those two schools play.
No, you cannot discount other Pennsylvania schools. You just can't.
I still think Penn State will win, but it won't be like last week's 100-0 win.
I totally agree. See, here's football that I can talk about.
Yeah.
I love college football. Of course. I'm just not big on professional sports. That's just me.
Well, Penn State and what are they? The Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yes.
What are they?
Yeah. No.
Making fun of them. That's
they're
terrible.
The Bulls.
The Buffalo Bulls are playing in Happy Valley this weekend, and guess what? Here's your chance to grab some tickets. Give us a call on the toll-free line.
Did you hear that?
Yes, it was much more gustier. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good luck.
What caller?
Oh, caller number 9 on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
It's breakfast time. Mom is giving the kids breakfast. Guys, 100,000 people took their place online in a survey, and they voted for the breakfast cereals that make the best milk.
My wife would love this.
She's got to be part of this.
Yes.
Cocoa Puffs.
Bam, number one.
There we go.
The traditional Cocoa Puffs.
Hold on, don't read them. Don't read them off. I want to try again. So Cocoa Puffs, number one.
Number two.
Fruity Pebbles.
No, you're close though. Number
Tricks.
Two.
Lucky Charms.
No, gross.
Okay, you know what? This isn't going to work because actually Lucky Charms are on the list.
Oh, really? He's not on that. Okay. I don't like the Lucky Charms.
Number two, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ah, okay.
One of the newer cereals.
Yeah.
Number three is the good old-fashioned Frosted Flakes because it's all sugar.
Are more than good. They're great.
Where is this coming from?
I always like those commercials.
They're great.
Yeah, there you go. Number four was Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
The milk changes color, too. It's very exciting.
It does. And then it becomes gray. And
okay,
you're
number
curious
five.
What you're eating.
Number five, Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Is Captain really? Crunch on there?
Oof. Oof. Yes, he is.
I knew it.
Oof.
Do you ever notice how they coat your mouth? Like they kind of hurt.
What is that
they're
stuff?
Sharp.
Yeah, what is that stuff?
But like the Captain Crunch, do you ever notice that? Like you crunch into and they hurt the roof of your mouth because they're sharp, but then you have that like coating
and
inside
it feels
your
good.
Mouth. No, I don't know if it feels good.
Okay, Puffs finish five. Number six, tied for fifth. Sorry.
Okay.
Apple Jacks. All right.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Then comes your Fruit Loops, traditional.
Of course.
Toucan Sam with the big nose. He always knows the smell of fruit wherever it grows.
Mm-hmm.
There's another commercial. Captain Crunch is next, followed by New Sky Matt's Lucky Charms.
There we go.
I was never allowed to eat any of these cereals.
Why?
Wow, you are so deprived.
I'm being dead serious. We had plain Cheerios or possibly Honey Nut.
See, that she's been eating bird seed all her life.
There you go. Start at a young
age. You know
age.
What I have to say? Thanks, Mom. Because
why?
She was concerned about my sugar intake before it was popular to be concerned about your sugar intake.
So you're thanking your mom now.
So she was ahead of the curve.
She's always ahead of the curve.
She's
good
always
job,
ahead
Anita.
Of the curve, but hey, Anita. The kid never had Frosted Flakes? Come on.
Of course I did when I went to other people's homes.
Yeah, when you went to Grandpa's house.
There it is. Grandma and Papa Wachuleski, they knew what's up. That's why Grandma's sugar was sweeter than my mom's.
Nice. You know what my wife always does? She nice. Lucky Charms is her favorite.
Okay.
She'll eat all of the cereal first.
And then the
And then save the marshmallows at the
Hello?
End.
Hello? That's how you eat Lucky Charms.
Wow, that's too much of a complicated process.
No. You have to eat the crunchy grain cereal first and then the marshmallows second.
I just bury my entire face into the bowl. I don't even use a spoon. I just... It's just feed bag city.
Oh, you and Murphy would get along at dinner time then.
There you go. Enjoy your cereal, everyone. Good morning. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Waking you up and bending your mind. It's the morning mind bender for the Aaron's Man Cave Makeover.
Woo-hoo.
Here's the deal. We're going to bend your mind a little bit in the morning with all of Laura's knowledge. And if you know the answer, you are qualified for the Man Cave Makeover from Aaron's.
Just in time for the start of professional and collegiate football season.
That's right. You'll be a couple weeks in, but you'll be okay because trust me, this makeover is going to be worthwhile. Now, you've been working on that laptop over there for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I had to find a good question. This morning, we're using the interwebs as our friend.
And remember, the first caller to get the answer right is qualified.
That's right. So let's give it out right now. Caller number one on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. As soon as I finish giving this question, click on the dial.
All right. It's the Aaron's Man Cave Makeover Morning Show Mind Bender. That's hard
mouthful.
To say.
Aaron's Man Cave Makeover Morning Show Mind Bender.
All right. What do you got?
The most profitable food item sold in America is...
The most profitable food item sold in America.
Sold here in the United States, not worldwide, here.
Just here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a food item.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Do you have a guess? I was going to say, are you going to help? Do you have a guess?
I guess, I get in trouble every time I help the contest.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
All right. 1-800-326-94KX, the Ford Fun Line, is now open. The question again.
The most profitable food item in America is?
Let us know. Good luck. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, still trying to get a winner in the morning show Mind Bender for the Aaron's Man Cave Makeover. This contest is a lot harder than it appears.
It is.
We have calls for bread, wings, pizza. Cheeseburgers, pizza, corn, potato chips. Look, we got news coming up. We got to do birthday buddies. Should we take one more call?
One more call. Let's do it.
All right. 94KX, who's this?
It's Janina.
All right. Thanks for checking in with us. We have gone through every possible food that anybody would ever want to eat, and we still don't have an answer. What's the most profitable food?
Okay, I'm going to say like grains, like oats or something like that.
We're getting close
because that is a food, but it might be a food that Laura and I wouldn't even want to eat.
Something you wouldn't want to eat?
Yeah,
the most profitable. Like we wouldn't eat it.
You would serve it. You would serve it. You would give it to someone. You would serve it, but like
you would serve it,
but you wouldn't want to eat it.
But you wouldn't want to eat it. Serve it, you wouldn't want to eat it.
Murphy's pretty excited about this whole thing.
He really is.
Oh my gosh, what the heck? You could serve it, but you wouldn't want to eat it.
Yes.
Right.
And Murphy is very excited about
Murphy,
it.
Murphy, the morning show host here. Our four-legged host.
Oh my gosh. And before you said if four-legged animal would eat it.
Yes.
But it's a food.
Yes.
It's not a grain, but it's...
Well, it could be a grain, but it's a food, but it's not for us.
It's not for us.
It could be grain, but it's not for us. Is it like hay or wheat?
This contest is supposed to be so much easier than it is.
So, like, it could come in a bag or it could come in a can. And I would serve it to Murphy, but I wouldn't want to eat it.
Serve it to Murphy, but you wouldn't want to eat it.
There might be a whole aisle of it in the grocery store. There's a whole aisle of it in the grocery store.
A whole aisle in the grocery store.
I love that she's asking people off.
We eat cereal. My gosh, where do you find these?
I mean, if you go past the cereal aisle, and then there sometimes is like the bath products aisle, and then there's this aisle before you get to the freezer section, typically. That, like, it's a whole aisle of this kind of food.
Do you know who Murphy is?
No.
Murphy's our morning show dog.
Is it dog food?
Yes!
It's pet food. Pet food is the most... pet food is the most profitable food.
That's why I'll serve it to Murphy.
All making sense.
All right, hang on. It took so long to settle this crazy contest that we're cutting into birthday buddies, but we don't have time for that because Matt's got to do the news.
So, all right, we're going to have to postpone birthday buddies this morning.
Well, we could do that in about 15 minutes. So if you have a birthday today...
Just hold tight.
Just
kill that music.
Oh, my goodness.
I wrote about 5 news stories by the time you guys finished all that for the day.
Janina, you're qualified. Apparently, the Man Cave Makeover Morning Show Mindbender is tougher than we think.
I guess. News is next. A little late. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
Hurricane Dorian has caused bricks of cocaine to wash up on the beaches in Florida, you heard. A kid in Tampa just built a sandcastle worth $3 million.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Delayed by an incredible mind bender. It is time for Tom and Laura's
birthday. What's wrong?
I'm exhausted. The mind bender bent my mind too much. Let me just say it once. Pet food! Okay, I'm done. Happy happy birthday to Anne Dwanchik of Sunbury. She's 49 today.
Colleen Cox from Blue Hill is 38.
Kathy Diddy from Mifflinburg is 49. Happy birthday.
Anna Maria Clayberger from Sunbury, an old buddy of mine, 42.
Debbie Kashner from Cole Township is 56.
Maylee Rudy from Sunbury is 62. Happy birthday.
Barbie Wilt from Sealands Grove is 36 today.
Eric Markley from Beaver Springs is 49.
Michelle Comas is nifty 50 today. Happy birthday.
Yay. Beth Young from Sealands Grove is 41.
Gary Click is 69 today.
Rhonda Murphy from Woodfield is 60. Happy birthday.
Bob Levis is 65 today. Happy birthday.
Holly Zimmerman is 38 today.
Cheryl Schlegel from Cole Township is 61. Happy birthday.
Bonnie Fagley from Sunbury is 52 today.
Kathleen Diddy from Mifflinburg is 49.
And Susan and Dave Garum, 52 today. I'm guessing they're twins.
Oh,
yeah. Cool. Baby.
That's
happy birthday.
Yeah.
Very cool. Couple from Facebook, Sherry Billig from Coltmont, 53, and Lily Stahl turns 18 today.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them, even if it's a little late today.
Sorry.
It had to be done.
The mind mentor took a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you have a birthday that you would like to share, you can text us at 49330, call us up on the Ford Fun Line, or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddy!
On 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning news coming up next. We've been talking about it this morning. NFL season starts tonight.
Woohoo!
Can I get a ba 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 dun 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 dun
ba 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 ba?
There you go. The Bears and the Packers tonight. With Matt, it's a no-brainer. You got to watch.
Of course, yes. There's only one answer, and that's yes. You're going to watch tonight.
I would say the majority of people in our area are Pittsburgh Steeler fans. I'm
correct.
Going to take, and then there are Eagle fans, and then you have like the Cowboy fans, and they don't know why they're Cowboy fans.
Yeah, exactly.
It has something to do with Tom Landry, like back in the 70s or something, and
exactly
their grandfather
right
meeting him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Scattered Washington fans.
And scattered Raven fans like yourself.
Yeah, so you do have those. I don't talk too much about being a Raven fan because most of the area is Steelers fans. I get hate mail. So I don't talk about it. So, but anyway, Jimmy Fallon was talking about it last night because it's football.
The official start of the 2019 NFL season. It kicks off right here on NBC with the Chicago Bears hosting the Green Bay Packers, which makes sense because legally anything in Chicago has to be on NBC. Yeah. And here's what happened on last week's Chicago football. That's right. For the next 6 months, 31 teams will battle for a chance to lose to the Patriots.
Ow!
No, I love NFL. It's that special time of year when everyone finds out which of their family members have a serious gambling problem. And it's true, though, Americans love gambling on football. Listen to this. A new survey finds that 15% of the country will bet on football this year.
So?
While the other 85% are completely broke from betting on football last year. This is a special year because it's the 100th anniversary of the NFL. Even more impressive, Tom Brady has played quarterback in all of them.
Really? All 100. There you have it. Anything from you, Friday Night Lights lady?
Again, I like high school and I like college athletics.
Okay, news is next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. You're driving to work and you're thinking, what am I doing this weekend? I didn't get Penn State tickets. What do I want to do? We've got a first ever event going on at Nottingham Village in Northumberland, and man, it sounds like fun. So we have Sue, Brian, Sherry, and Chelsea with us, right? Yes. There you go.
Everyone yell hello.
Hello.
There you go. They're such a nice group, all work at Nottingham Village, mm-hmm, and all part of the committee who put together this first ever Ales and Vines.
What a cool
at
name.
Nottingham Village.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to qualify, though. This is for everyone and anyone, right? Not just the residents.
Absolutely. Sure, just step up to the mic.
Absolutely.
There.
This is a community event. We want to reach out and make sure that we're including the community in what we're doing and just to come see our campus. We feel that it's beautiful and want to share it and show it off a little bit.
It is beautiful and expanding. In the Ales and Vines whole party is actually behind the campus in some field with a
It is.
Just
it is next
event
to our new building, Heather Court, and it is in our undeveloped area. If you've been there before, we've had our past event, our 5K there, so it's familiar to a lot of the locals.
Just to point out, the weather looks perfect,
mm-hmm, yes,
for a field of wines and beer and local music. I mean, just let's go down the list because you have quite the event planned, especially for your first year.
Yeah, we have PA Ailers, we have Lang Beverage, Rusty Rail, Tattered Flag, Civil War Cider, Bastrus Mountain Winery, Three Dogs Vino, Whispering Oaks, Jackass Distilling, and Mountaintop Distillery.
Perfect. Wow. Distillery, did you hear that, Tom?
Yes, yes. I know those people. Mm-hmm. When I heard of Mountaintop, I thought they were from Wilkes-Barre, Mountaintop, and it's actually South Williamsport. So they're great people. I've gotten to know them since. Why do something like this? I mean, just to show off your facility and have fun at the same time, or why?
Well, we're always looking to do something, as I said, to involve the community. We really don't have anything like this in Northumberland right now, so we wanted to be the first to pull this off. And again, like I said, we have such a beautiful campus, and we just want people to come and see what we have to offer.
I'm glad you're all here, and because you're here, you're going to have a special deal on tickets.
We are. Today, from 8 o'clock this morning until 8 p.m., we're offering tickets at a discounted rate of $15. Mm. So if you come into Nottingham today, you can get those tickets at that discounted rate.
In the main building?
In the main building. It's our nursing center, which is 58 Knights Road.
Okay, good.
So you can get a ticket today for $15. You can buy one on Eventbrite for $25, or you can buy them at the door for $30. I know exactly where I'm going after work today. It would be to see the receptionist with my $15 cash, because that's basically half off. That's great.
Right. That's right.
Wow. So thanks for that offer. And thank you for giving the community a chance to see the growth of Nottingham, which has been great. It's a beautiful facility. Live music?
Live music. We have the Ann Kerstetter Band. We have Jason Yoder, the Holtzman Effect, and Faculty Lounge.
And that's all day?
All day.
Wow.
All day, 11 to 5.
I don't know what time I want to go. I might
you're going to go all day, Tom.
I could walk there.
You are up the hill. You are going to go there all day. I know you.
And then walk Knights Road alone.
There you go.
There you go.
Anything else, you people? You're great looking people. You're all smiling. Anything else you want to throw in?
We have multiple food vendors as well. We have When Pigs Fly, We Be Cheesin', Wagner's Wasted Whoopies, Miller's Concession.
What's a wasted whoopie?
Back up. What's a wasted
like
whoopie?
I want one.
Apparently she makes whoopie pies that are infused with alcohol.
Boozy whoopie pies? What?
Yes. Yes, and she
might be staying all day.
Yes, again, yes. I know you well. You are.
All right, so live music, vendors. Did we miss any vendors? We got stopped at Whoopie Pies there.
Miller's Concession, Hef and Biebs, and Dynamic Wings are the other three.
Oh, all wow. Great local businesses.
Yes.
We like to eat local. We like to drink local here on the morning show. So.
And Nottingham Village is about as local as it comes. It's
yes, it
right
is.
Here in Northumberland.
Yes, it is.
Anything else you want to throw in? You guys are great. Thanks for coming in for
even
us.
A hi, Mom. Nobody? Shout out.
No, I mean, shout out to everyone at Nottingham listening to us today. You can go onto our Facebook page, Ales and Vines at Nottingham Village. And again, you can purchase your tickets there or just see what we're up to.
And we will link it.
That's right. I'm going to share it right now on the 94KX Facebook page. Don't forget, friends, get to Nottingham Village today. Talk to that lovely receptionist. $15 today only. Say that you heard about it on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with Late Night TV.
Facebook confirmed that it is considering removing likes from its site. Said users, then why am I even having this baby?
I got my ticket. You see, I got my ticket.
So do I.
I got my ticket.
It was so nice.
I had to do some Ales and Vines at Nottingham.
It's going to be such a lovely day.
I was a little disappointed that I didn't get tickets to the Penn State game, but guess what? Now I'm not.
Well, because you can walk to and from this particular event.
That's right.
There you go.
And then I'll be in Bloomsburg Saturday night, so that's another reason I really couldn't venture to Happy Valley.
I'll be
in Bloomsburg for the Children's Museum benefit. I'll be emceeing that. So now I have something to do during the day. I'm so excited.
There you go.
All right. When you go home today, what are you going to fight about as far as chores? American couples fight, argue too much about chores.
No, there's no fighting.
Yeah, same here.
Why isn't there any fighting? You do them all, Laura?
No.
Okay. I'm just
asking.
We
have to give the hubby credit where credit is due.
Okay.
He literally looks at me and says, what would you like me to do? Leave me a list.
There's a guy who's, yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Well, okay. And here's the thing. If I'm like, well, I don't really have that much. He's like, that's okay. Just text message. What are you doing?
Text me what you want.
Do you have
to
work? Where are you going? Blah, blah, blah. What time? And I'll just go, oh, okay, well, can you? Blah, 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 blah.
That's a well-oiled machine right there.
No problem.
There you go. All right, news guy Matt, do you actually do anything at home, or are you just the guy that goes to the man cave and lays on the couch?
No, I do. I do my share at home.
So there's no arguing. It's like, Matt, can you do the laundry? I ain't touching the laundry. There's nothing like that.
As I said before, my wife and I are pretty even when it comes to doing household things.
Good. The top five things that cause arguments in households: washing the dishes and/or cleaning the kitchen.
The hubby takes care of that because I cook.
Good. All right.
We have a dishwasher, so we don't have that problem.
I had three dishwashers. They were my daughters.
Oh, my God. You sound like my father.
There you go. Number two.
And my mother.
Doing the laundry. I don't understand why people don't like doing the laundry.
Yeah, it's not that difficult. Yeah,
I hate it.
Really simple.
I hate it.
Yeah, a little fluff and drying and poof.
Nope. If there was one thing I could pay somebody to do, it would be laundry.
So hubby Keith does the laundry most of the time.
No, we split that too.
Okay, good. Number three, which I could understand, cleaning the bathroom, including the toilet.
Yeah. That's not my favorite thing to do.
You're okay with it?
Whatever.
I hate it.
Mm-mm, it's fine.
Sometimes I don't do it properly or as clean enough as my wife would like it.
Oh, so you got to do it again.
And no, either that or she'll just do it herself if she's that annoyed.
You'll do this till you get it done right. I just, even if nobody visits me all week, I just don't like the fact that it's a turlet.
Exactly.
Right?
I like doing the inside because it's fun to squeeze the soap out and then scrub it.
Is but this your like idea of fun, Matt? Really?
I don't know why I'm fascinated by that.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Anyway.
Sweeping and vacuuming.
Whatever. Fine. I have pets. I do that every other day.
Right. Murphy's a hairy little youngster. Mm-hmm.
My wife and I have a system for that.
Okay.
She sweeps, and then I do the Swiffer because I think that's fun, too.
You like rinsing the toilet and Swiffering the floor. Matt, you are just an excited guy. And finally, number five, cooking meals and grocery shopping. I hate grocery shopping.
Oh, I love grocery shopping.
I just hate it. Cooking, I love to cook, though.
Yeah.
How about your house, Laura?
Love to cook. The husband hates grocery shopping.
Way to go,
and
Keith.
And he hates dusting.
All right.
I'm not the biggest dusting person either.
So typically if we split things up, it's like I'll do the dusting, like I'll wipe everything down, blah, 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 and then he'll come through with the vacuum.
You people at home, good luck with it. You people at work, figure it out when you get home. But those are the chores.
No fighting.
Yeah, no fighting.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean's going to the mall. Sean will be at the Susquehanna Valley Mall Saturday.
He is. It's his second trip there.
I know. He's
they
like the mall guy.
They loved
him
so much,
now.
They invited him back.
He's the mall rat. Here's the deal. You can support your local school district by shopping at the Susquehanna Valley Mall this Saturday. And when you shop there, you could kind of just by shopping there, your school could win like $5,000.
Pretty cool.
Which is really neat. And anybody, you know, from any school district could also win money for their family, like a $5,000 family travel package from Liberty Travel. Now, Sean will have all the details on Saturday, but mark it down, 94KX live and on location from 2 to 4 with Sean Carey.
That's right. He will be there. And I mean, he might as well go check it out because you could win some pretty cool stuff.
Very cool. It's 94KX, man. We're everywhere.
Yes, we are.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean's here. He's got coffee in hand and he's
morning,
ready
everybody.
To go.
It smells very good. What kind do you have over there, friend?
Just regular.
Oh.
Just regular.
It smells fancy.
Just little, Folgers in your cup there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Wow. How much should we get paid for that?
I don't know.
Okay.
These old jingles, they just come to me. Uh-huh. Do they still use that on TV, that Folgers jingle?
They do. Yeah.
Shows how much TV I watch.
It's endless. So, Sean, we're just getting out of here. You just take care of everything yourself.
Hey, we can do that.
All right. Sean Carey's next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.